Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Radio Islam's News Roundup. It is just almost 1:30 and we have two interviews lined up for you today. The first one being with regards to Nigeria expressing great concern over the developments in Chad. Now, we do know that about the death of the Chad president, Idris Deby Itno. He died as a result of injuries suffered in frontline battles with rebels on Tuesday. Well, we are now going to be speaking to Damimola Olawoyi, and he is a geopolitical analyst for SPM Intelligence, and we're speaking to him live from Lagos. Damimola, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, and we are talking about Nigeria being concerned about what's happening in Chad at the moment. We do know that the Chadian leader was killed in the front lines. Now, this is almost something we have never seen. I think I've never heard of an African leader who's been killed in action. And he's somebody who was going to be, the president elect, if you could call it, because he was going to stand for election as well. What do you think about something like that?
Okay, so you need to remember that Idris Deby is one of those holdovers from a bygone age of African leaders. You need to also remember he was a warlord himself. Mm-hmm. He came into power by a coup in December 1990. 30 plus years ago, he has lived the life of battles. There have been constant revolts against his rule. He came into power by leading a revolt against the sitting government. He has survived numerous coups and revolts and rebellions. In fact, there have been at least two times in his rule where rebel forces have gotten close to his capital. So, mm-hmm. And with the security situation in Chad Republic, he has essentially been on the battlefront. Both the military and the state itself revolve around him. So usually, a lot of times, wherever the action is, he is there. His death, unfortunately, regardless of whether it was a coup or whether it was a coup within the military, as some have speculated, or death from injuries sustained from an attack by rebel forces, as has been claimed. Whichever way you slice it, it is a failure of the security service, of the child security services. But the truth of the matter is, it is not unexpected. He lived his life on the battlefront, leading his troops, and he died like a warrior that he was.
Mm-hmm. So you would say, yeah, like you said, he lived, he died the way he actually lived his life. So unfortunately, we see.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, this has caused a bit of an issue because we're seeing that unions within Chad, as well as the rebel groups or opposition, do not want his son, who has now been designated as the next leader. And this is going to cause, obviously, issues in that area. Is this one of the things that Nigeria is concerned about?
Okay, so here's the thing. In the mind of your listeners, I'd like them to think of a map of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you put Chad in the center of that map, to the north, you have Libya. To the east, you have Sudan and South Sudan. To the west, you have Niger. To the south, you have Central Republic, Cameroon, and Nigeria. Now, all these countries that are listed, that are surrounding Chad, all of mm-hmm. them have serious, call them rebellions, call them security
yes.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think, okay, coming down to Nigeria, particularly when you talk about our issues in our northeast of Boko Haram and other Islamic other insurgents, apart from Nigeria, Chad is probably one of the most effective fighting forces that have confronted Boko Haram. And of course, you would remember the Chadian offensive, against Boko Haram last year, early this year.
Yes.
The truth of the matter is that at this juncture, everybody is looking for stability. Yes. And the military, with the death of Idris Deby, what we essentially saw was a military coup. Because there is actually the Speaker of the Parliament is actually supposed to take over under constitutional
rules. Yes.
But the military has suspended constitutional rule. They've imposed a new charter. They are claiming that they will conduct an election in 18 months' time, and they've installed his son. But the thing is that right now, everybody is ready to look away from the unconstitutionality of what they've done in order to focus on one thing, ensuring that Chad, which isn't really that much of a state, does not break down into full-fledged chaos.
Chaos. Mm-hmm.
The problem is that everybody knows that Africa right now has more than enough problems. Central African Republic, Niger, Burkina Faso. You could almost draw down an entire list of countries and everybody has one security situation that they are dealing with. Really, nobody wants to add a chart to that list right now.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, what can we do?
Yes. So basically what you're saying is Chad is acting as a buffer between the North Africa, the Sahel, East and West Africa.
Yes. Particularly when you look at Libya, and we also saw what happened when Libya essentially collapsed on itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that Niger, the FARC rebels who are the primary rebel contenders to the Chadian state right now. We know that they've had battles with. They've served General Halfa in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he has been responsible for equipping, and there are even reports that they were trained by the Wagner Group, the Russian mercenary group. The question now is that did they receive the consent of Russia to attempt to upstage Idris Deby? That is a question that is not really being answered, that we haven't really gotten an answer to right now. Do they have the approval of their sponsor to conduct the operation they are conducting right now? But unfortunately, Libya and Chad history is a game of musical chairs between all the various rebels. And you do realize that fact is not even easy. Is just one of a number of rebel groups that are aspiring for power.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, like the show, the Game of Thrones, it's almost like everybody is trying to take their turn on the Iron Throne.
Yes.
Of course, getting on the throne doesn't mean that you get you have a restful reign.
Mm. So how would this situation affect Nigeria?
Look, the problem, the question is this. If Chad collapses, or if their military is so distracted that they cannot offer significant support in the battle against our insurgents in our northeast, then it essentially opens up a channel for them. It essentially opens up a channel for them to another front for them where they can rest, recuperate, and engage, particularly in the Lake Chad area. In the Lake Chad area.
Mm-hmm.
That is one problem that we're going to face. We know that arms dealers are taking arms from Libya and are bringing them down to Western Nigeria. If Chad falls, it only makes their business much easier and more lucrative. Many Chadian rebels have served as mercenaries in a lot of the conflict in the Sahel. You can imagine if Boko Haram is able to recruit more of their army with the relieved pressure from the Chadian military, and they are able to confront the Nigerian military in their own soil. Of course, you know that how much bigger that becomes a problem,
yes,
a problem for the rest of us. So, the issue is this: when you make a man the state, and that man, like every other man, he falls. This is what you get, because the state is not strong enough to survive him. Why you not get because our charge near abroad becomes a problem for the rest of us.
That's the domino effect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So are we expecting to see lots more conflict in this area in the next few weeks and months or even days?
Look, Idris Deby is going to be buried. He's going to be buried tomorrow. The latest information that we have is that Macron himself is going to be attending that burial. Well, I think that sends a signal to every other person, to all the other people in the near abroad, that Macron and the French government are really not interested in instability right now, considering all the other failures. Of course, the ability of the Nigerian military to stand tall is going to be brought into question. But at least we know where France stands on that issue. The Nigerian government will also want to see stability. Everybody believes right now is that constitutional order can be talked about later. Honestly, the ability of the rebels to take N'Djamena, the country's capital, is questionable. We know that it was rumored that France has been providing air support to the Nigerian military in their battles against the rebels. It is most likely that support will outlast Idris Deby himself. But going forward, anything can happen.
All right.
We all just wait and watch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting to see how this is panning out. You know, we don't usually see something like this. Well, we see the conflict taking place in Africa, but and how countries, as you said, you know, put their leaders, become the country itself. And when that leader falls, the entire country falls. And then we see the fallout affecting other countries. And this is quite common in Africa. But as you said, there was news also today that one of the rebel forces are actually marching towards the capital. So, you know, you saying that, or your opinion is that they don't have or don't stand much of a chance, especially if the French are involved. So we'll just have to wait and see as things pan out.
The question I have is that how much is France ready to invest?
Yes.
How much is France ready to invest in ensuring the stability of the current government?
Mm-hmm.
Because The way the French are lined up, regardless of whoever comes in after Idris Deby, they are still going to pay their respects to the French order in Africa. I have zero doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are the French ready to invest the time and the resources? I mean, boots on the ground, heavy equipment, political support, putting pressure on the other states to rally around the current military rule in order to make sure that N'Djamena does not fall.
Mm-hmm.
So the French are going to play a very big role. How much of a role they are willing to play, of course, is with all the other commitments in Africa. That's what we are going to find out very soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, Damimola, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it, and we'll definitely be keeping tabs on the story as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. Well, bye-bye. That was Damimola Olowayi, and he is a geopolitical analyst for SBM Intelligence, talking to us live from Lagos with regards to the concerns that Nigeria has with regards to the developments that have taken place in Chad since the death of Idris Deby, who was their leader. As we see, and or as he's explaining, it's quite a situation when you see how the country is falling, you know, would fall apart when the leader becomes the state as well. And this has an effect on all the countries that surround Chad. Chad is one of the, I think, poorest countries here in Africa, and it's amazing to see how this is going to pan out, and we'll have to wait and see in the next few days and months as the situation either escalates or is going to de-escalate, depending on the how the rebels as well as the military in Chad react.